listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
This is Cyrus from the Trailer Park Boys, and you're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live. Fuck off, I got work to do.
Cyrus sounding as bitter as I did last week on the show. You gotta like that. And it's snowing outside here at the Smack Talk Studios in Vancouver. Crazy. Hello everyone, my name is Corey Callahan, and Smack Talk Radio Live returns this Thursday with a bit of a different show than normal. I'll get to that. To find our show, you gotta head to www.smacktalkradiolive.com, subscribe to us in the iTunes store, or hey, send a friend to @SRLRadio on Twitter. Yes, last week, it was an interesting show for myself, and I was interested to see how the WWE would respond with their annual edition of the Slammy Awards, and I gotta say, a 180 from last week, and I actually enjoyed the show. It does bring up an interesting topic of discussion, though. I enjoyed seeing Ric Flair, The Boogeyman, Billy Gunn, Tommy Dreamer, and more, but does it take a reminder from the past to make the current product exciting? We'll chat about that and the rest of the Slammy Awards, which, let me just get this out of the way right now. John Cena, Superstar of the Year? Really? I mean, I understand why you did that, but come on now. Most importantly, though, this week, SRL Radio is presenting the 2012 Year in Review. As we hit the holiday season, we're going to go back and review just what happened this past year, discussing what we liked and didn't, and this will set us up for our official awards show, the 2012 SRL Radio Year-End Awards, and that's taking place December 27th. Lots to chat about, tons to discuss, and I'll be joined by my co-host James McDonald, who has, by the way, officially announced he is now going to WrestleMania 29 in New York, New Jersey. We're breaking down the week it was in pro wrestling. Smack Talk Radio Live, Thursday night. See you then. All I kept hearing is Michigan.